Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic. It's time now for Cuz Radio.
What up, Cuz?
Deshaun Jackson gets a block. Are you kidding?
Talking with the Cuz.
Go, Cuz. How you doing?
Stairs rips one into the night.
Stolen by the doctor. Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slammed up.
Look, Cuz, don't even try it, okay?
Now here's Anthony Gargano.
Why don't you get the hell out of here, Cuz?
You can come over anytime. You know that.
Eric Hall pulls his hand in and crushes it over the top of the Toyota sign. It's his second home run of the day.
Wow, what a weekend, man. We wanted a sweep, and we got a sweep, and they absolutely punished the Nationals. Pounding the ball all weekend. You heard Tom say it. Four every game for Reese going yard. Wow, they just punished him all weekend long. Just pounded the ball. The brutes on Broad on display. Castellanos looking good. Nick coming out of that slump. JT earlier in the series. Yesterday, big Derek Hall, who I love, by the way, is the truest goes because I'm a sizist. And I love that dude. And I looked at that weekend, man. That was a blast of a weekend. All the crooked numbers, all the power. And what a great weekend doing it while celebrating the 80 team. That, friends, was just a blast of a weekend. That was like, let's just hug on baseball, man. Let's hug on these Phillies. Yes. These Phillies are awesome, right? And they're just, they're fun. They're everything you kind of love. And look, you know, again, we say that this is different. And this is why I'm excited and giddy and just kind of having a blast with it every night. Because it's different than the last couple years. Even when they were buzzing around, oh, Gabe's got them. Stop. They weren't a real playoff team. Brad Miller hit cleanup. That's not a brute, all right? You know, the you look at this team. This team's legit. This team's got power. This is a fun team that can pound the ball. We thought that this would happen, right? But we all did prior to the season. And we were all kind of having fun, counting home runs, and how many for this guy, how many for that guy. And we did the whole brute on Broad, right? The brutes on Broad Street. I could close my eyes, and it was yesterday. We were at Chickies and Pete's for the opener, getting ready for Phillies baseball. And this is what we had hoped for. And look, I don't care that Washington is depleted and Washington's got rag arms. I don't care about it. Look, Josiah Gray is a very good, like very good up-and-coming young pitcher. Got great stuff. He's got an issue with home run balls because he throws the ball hard. They just pounded, right? Like they hit bombs off him. I mean, like that one shot that Hall hits, the second home run, was just a moonshot. Buried it. Schwarber earlier in the series. Reese just having just banging the ball. This is what we envisioned. And remember, Bryce isn't even back yet, and they're hitting the ball like this. Now you got the Marlins. You're closing in on the Braves. This is a fun time, man. Urge you. Like, we got something every night to look forward to. And then, of course, Birds last night, open practice. Got to get reports. I want to know if you were there. What are you thinking? What are you seeing? You know, there's some great excitement around this team. It's feeling good. And I got to tell you, that Phillies weekend was, it just was a throwback in my mind to the, that, you know, 2011, 2010, 9, 8, of course, 7, like that whole period. It was just, it felt like that again. It felt real. And I think that's the biggest thing. When we say, and I was talking to the guys in the morning saying, like, you know, I didn't really believe any of that stuff up until this year. This feels real. And I know it does. Like, you know it in your bones. This is real. This team's good. This team pounds the baseball. And I don't care what anybody says. That's fun. All right? Watching them pound the baseball is fun. Good morning, Chunas.
What's going on, man? The Chunas train is chugging along.
Yeah, it
man.
Is, baby. Chug, chug, chug.
It's just so much fun. Like, I remember, you know, months ago, right, when Rob Thompson takes over now in the beginning of June, and there were still the you know, the fun police out there. Oh, this is the same old Phillies. They're just going to fall apart. Like, I hope those people are enjoying themselves now. Like, because, you know, that's what you and I are all about. We're about vibes, good vibes, and everybody having a good time. That's why you've not heard the shame drop during the intro anymore with Dr. J, because the vibes are high right now, and I don't want to come, you know, I don't want those crashing down. Things are good right now, and I just want people to be happy. Like, it is fun. I know there wasn't many people there last night, but I think it was Thursday night, the first game of the series, when they did that Mike Schmidt replica ring giveaway.
Yes.
Dude, the place was packed.
Yes.
And they got there for a good game, right? They're there for a great game, and everybody's fired up. And they sweep the Nationals 4 games. Yeah, the Nationals stink. They sold everybody away. But that doesn't matter, man. They're last year, they lose at least one in the series.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, and I'm not, like, bashing Joe Girardi. It's just the team's better this year. Yes, the manager is better this year. They're hot. They believe in themselves, which, you know, who knows what they thought last year. Remember last year, every time they faced the Marlins, they would lose the series because there was probably something upstairs where they knew, wow, we struggle against this team. It's different now. I expect them to win a series against the Marlins again, just like they swept them going into the All-Star break.
Yes.
This team is so much fun to watch, man, and it really feels like there's going to be playoff baseball. Right, no jinx, no none of that stuff.
Nah,
listen, it feels like there's going to be baseball in October here in Philadelphia.
Listen, there is this whole jinx stuff's ridiculous. First of all, when you look at this team, we knew up until this year they weren't real. I mean,
Brad Miller batted cleanup down the stretch again last year for a second time.
We talked about 100 times. Come on, this team's legit. I like Marsh too, man.
Yeah.
He fit. You know what? He fits in. He's a likable dude.
Yeah, he looks it. He looks the part.
Right? He does. I like Marsh, man. I like him. I do. I like him. But, man, this team, they are, when they're, we were talking about Bruton, they are Bruton.
Yeah, and that's why we were saying, like,
Bruton.
Look, I didn't expect them to be this many games above 500. Like, what happened since Rob Thompson took over is still astonishing to me, that they're playing this well. And they're, what, 8 games over 500 now without Bryce Harper? Like, they're winning games without Bryce. Mm-hmm. I thought they'd be right around 500, if not below, until Harper came back. And you just kind of hoped that they would be above water and still in striking distance. Dude, before Girardi gets fired, we still said it. They shouldn't be 7 games under 500. This team is too talented. This is before Harper got hurt. They shouldn't be 7 games below 500. At some point, the bats were going to come alive, and we were just worried it might be too late. Like, oh, man, the bats might come alive late June or early July, but they might be 12 games under 500 at that point. They make the change, and all of a sudden, the bats are alive.
It's uncanny. It really is, and, you know, from the more and more you talk to people, the more and more the truth comes out, and
yes.
More and more, Joe Girardi was just had no answers.
This is not Zombie Joe, as you call him.
Was stressed out and was too overbearing. And then you see Rob Thompson come in, and right off the bat, there was just a pleasant kind of feel, atmosphere.
Yeah.
And I think that's how guys flourish,
but
man.
But then he also made, like, little changes that we all wanted as fans.
By the way,
no more Familia in the eighth and ninth inning.
Right.
And so he moves him to a role.
DT would still be starting.
Yes. Yeah, Stott would be collecting dust on the bench right now, and look what he's been doing.
Oh my God, how about the weekend? How about the weekend he's had?
Yeah, he's been great since he's been getting consistent playing time, which is what we said about Kingery, which is what we said about Hoskins, which is what we said about every young player. Yep. And this was Gabe and Girardi, management, Klentak, all that kind of stuff. The young guys get consistent playing time, and look what happens. Boehm is hitting the cover off the ball, as we know.
How about the terrific
diving play that he makes?
I mean, are you kidding me?
The guy knows how to play defense.
It's unreal. Like, I love that kid. And here's the thing. I know we talk about, and we'll talk more about it. It's not really a story now, but the Reese thing. It's why I told you the other day when it came up. I'm not in a hurry. I don't care who his agent is. I don't want to lose a legit power guy.
Right.
He's back. After they screwed him seven ways from something, they screwed him up. Him and Klentak screwed him up.
Yes.
Gabe, Klentak, they messed him up.
Yeah, and let me also say this. There's
and
always,
that kid now is back.
The people that like would defend Gabe Kapler, and look, I Scott Kingery, I never thought was going to be Pedroia, right? But I didn't think he was going to. Look, he's hitting 150 in the minor leagues. Like, he stinks. He's never going to be in the major leagues again, it looks like. But people would say, oh, it doesn't matter that they're moving him all over the place. He should be a good hitter because he got paid all this money. There's something to your first time in Major League Baseball. All of a sudden, you're playing center field when you never played center field in your life. Then all of a sudden, you're playing shortstop. Then all of a sudden, you're playing third base when you're a second baseman. Alec Boehm, maybe he was so focused on needing to pull the ball because that's what they wanted. Launch angle, turn on the ball, hit home runs. Maybe now that they're letting him just be himself at the plate, maybe he's not carrying it into the field.
Yep.
Because remember last year, he went 0-for-4 and the camera, NBC Philly caught him saying, like, I can't bleep and hit. And then there was the warm-ups the next day. He couldn't field a damn ground ball in warm-ups, not even during the game. And you saw his head,
He seems
maybe like a guy that carries it into the field.
Yep.
And so now that he's hitting the cover off the ball, even if it's just singles and doubles, he's playing good third base. Because they had too much information upstairs.
I remember, and I said this on the air, okay, numerous times during that era, right, having spoken with a lot of people around that team, that what was being taught and that they were overloading people with information. I told you that a million times. Like,
yep.
That they're, and you got guys who don't know how to teach hitting that were telling guys about not just launch angle, but what to look for, 2-1. Like, this is your hot zone. Don't swing if it's here.
Right.
Swing if it's here. This is where you're hot. Listen.
You have a split second in baseball to make a decision.
You can't. Like, the analytics of it, some are good, but some can paralyze you. Sometimes, like, Manny Ramirez, who knew a lot about hitting, was a C-ball, hit-ball guy.
Yeah.
Right? Like, listen, you want to hit off the dot, right, whether it's a breaking ball or fastball. Okay, right? Like, there's things that you want to get. There's being a major league hitter, the last thing you need is to be paralyzed by numbers, knowing, wait a second, I got to make sure that I'm at this degree of my swing, of my bat path, and then I got to make sure that, wait, this is not my hot zone. I can't do that. I mean, you paralyze guys.
Yes.
And Reese was paralyzed. Now you see him. He's free. Look what he's doing.
Yeah, he's red hot right now. Four straight games with a home run. And he had a great season last year.
Right, and this whole season this year, he's been a guy that you can count on. Hoskins has been there every time. He's been consistent. He hasn't had those wild swings and slumps and that stuff. He's been consistent for the better part of the year.
Yeah, I mean, the worst part, so when Harper goes down, Hoskins steps up for like the first week. Yeah. And then the next 2 weeks when they were kind of going 500, you didn't see the power numbers, but it's not like he was going 0-for-4 every single night.
Yeah.
He was getting on base, just the power numbers went down. But that comes with baseball. That happens. And now he's back to the Reese Hoskins that can mash the ball, and you're seeing how much that helps the middle of your order.
But that's, again, you said it. That's baseball.
It's baseball.
Over the course of his season, you're going to have these things. It's why I thought Castellanos would have a good second half. And he started to heat up. And look at JT. JT's throwing well. Listen, JT's a professional hitter,
yes,
right?
Yes, he is.
So you know he's going to hit.
Yeah, also his average is right under 270 now.
Exactly. So this is the lineup that you wanted. Now the beauty is you mentioned Bohm, right? Stott, right? Now all of a sudden, you know, on a Sunday, you know, you got Stubbs in the lineup, right? You can go with somebody, give a guy a blow here. Like, now all of a sudden, they look pretty deep. Like, they look like a playoff team. They feel like a playoff team.
Edmundo Sosa had a nice weekend. He's better than Didi already.
He is. He's better than Camargo.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. Yeah. DeAndre Jordan.
But that's the beauty of what we're seeing now with them. They're legit, man. And the bullpen's good. I mean,
and the rotation, dude. I know it was the Nationals.
Yeah.
But coming off of, like, they're lucky that it rained out, the
right.
center guard start, because who knows what would have happened.
Right.
A weird night.
Yeah.
But they get the win, and
right.
then,
yeah.
And you didn't have to use any of the arms from the bullpen. Then Gibby goes eight the next night. You only have to use one arm.
We were six perfect. I mean,
yeah.
he was outrageous.
Nola goes fairly deep yesterday. You know, like, your bullpen wasn't taxed.
I thought he pitched, and then Suarez was good.
Yes.
I thought Nola pitched really smartly yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes when you got strikeout stuff like he does, like, sometimes you want to try to just
strike everybody out.
Yeah. And he was pitching some contact yesterday. I thought he pitched a hell of a game. He pitched smartly.
Yeah.
You got a lead, right? Like, when they erupt, he's got his lead. Like, he was just smart about it.
Just get outs.
Yes.
That's it. Just get outs.
Yes. Oh, this is a lot of fun, man.
Dude, it's a blast. And now all of a sudden, we're second week of August, right? And your bullpen has not been taxed recently.
Yeah.
Your starting pitching has been consistent. Let's face it, they've been consistently good this year.
Yes.
And a lot of it's because of Wheeler and Nola, but they've been pretty good all season long. And now the bats are heating up. You're soon going to get Bryce Harper back in the next couple of weeks, you hope. Right? You just got Segura back.
Yep.
I mean, this is fantastic. This is the season that you kind of expected going into it. And now all of a sudden, for the first time in 10 years, it's a legitimate playoff team.
Yeah.
I mean, the think about it for a second. The drought might come to an end this year. The 10-year drought. It's wild, man. It's crazy.
It should come to an end.
Yeah.
And by the way, you know, it's going to be that much sweeter, even because it's overdue.
Oh,
right? Like,
yeah.
You know, again, I'm not going to kill them for, you know, past sins. I mean, that's sports. But they're legit now. And they're good. And it's going to be fun. And it's baseball. So, you know, when playoff time rolls around, you don't know, just because the Padres are an all-star team. Look, the Dodgers swept them.
Yeah, the Padres have been losing. Phillies are ahead of them in the wild card right now.
Right? The Dodgers swept them. It's baseball, the great evener happens in October when who's hitting, who's not hitting. Right? It really comes down to that. So, I just get me to the playoffs. I don't care what happens, get me to the playoffs.
You know what's crazy?
What's that?
Phillies Braves would be the playoff series right now.
Yeah.
The season ended today. How about that for theater?
Oh, my God. That's going to be incredible.
That's
we're
going
to have a fun, fun, fun fall. And birds.
Yeah, dude, open practice. There's 30,000 people there yesterday. I saw A.J. Brown tweet. I forget if it was last night or this morning. I saw it this morning. He was in awe.
Yeah.
That 30,000 people showed up.
Yeah, when you're in
practice.
Tennessee,
right.
Like, you don't know. You know, there's
and
like
he's
12
like, wow,
people.
I love you guys.
Yeah.
Like, welcome to Philly, dude. Like,
yeah.
We love you.
Yeah.
Right? You're the first legit wide receiver since T.O.
Wow.
Well, Devontae. Yeah, I get it. But at least, you know.
Yeah, now I hear you.
Hurts looks A.J. Brown's way.
Yeah. A lot.
Yeah.
A lot. Side. I'm excited about them. In fact, Junis, I'm going to camp tomorrow.
Yeah, dude, I'm jealous.
Yeah.
Enjoy it, man.
Yeah, I'm going to be going to camp tomorrow. We got an invitation.
See, so. Right away, we need to pump the brakes a little bit. The Nats are lowly.
Yeah, that's irrelevant. I'm sorry. I don't want to hear pump the brakes. I really don't. It's irrelevant because in the past, they didn't pound bad teams. They lost to bad teams, too. So I don't want to hear it. I really don't. 610-632-0975 is how you join us. It's Cuz Radio with the Judas on a beautiful Monday across the Delaware Valley.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
11 o'clock across the Delaware Valley. We're having it's a good time, man. We're enjoying ourselves with the fight. It feels good. It feels like a friend is back is the best way to describe it. Like a long-lost dear friend that you get to just enjoy them every night. They're fun. The brutes on Broad, banging the ball around. It's a good club. And it was a great weekend also for the 1980 team. And, you know, all those guys, I love that team. That was my first foray into baseball was that era of baseball. And I fell in love with it. You know, I can still name every player and numbers and the whole thing. And I just love that team. And joining us right now, it was everybody's favorite, including mine, and we loved him. He was such a part of that team, but, you know, obviously his career has been incredible as a manager, coach. I mean, he's done every scout. I mean, you name it. He's done every job in the game. The great Larry Bowa on the Comcast Business Hotline. Bo, good morning.
Good morning, Ant. How are you doing?
Great, man. I got to tell you. I'm enjoying the hell out of this little ride here, man. This is a fun team, man.
Yeah, it is. It's a fun team, and we're finally starting to play. You know, the teams, even though it's not a good team, Washington, you got to beat those teams, and we're finally starting to do that. We're coming out with intensity no matter who we play, and I think that's important. Because you know what? All the teams aren't going to be like that, but if you can maintain your intensity, which I think, and I'm really know this team can do, it's going to be a fun ride here, and I'm not really looking for the third wild card. I'm looking for this team to move all the way up, and I don't know if we can catch the Mets. They got a big team, but I think we can catch Atlanta, which would be great.
Yeah, I'm with you, and I think you nailed it too, because we were talking earlier. You know, the last couple of years, I mean, you kind of knew it wasn't for real. I mean, you knew that there was a cap, right, to how far they can go. When, listen, no disrespect, but when Brad Miller's batting cleanup for you, I mean, there's just so far you're going to go. You look at this team, and it's, first of all, legit. Like, they could pound the baseball. And then I love what Dombrowski did with the bullpen, man. Like, you know, all of a sudden, that bullpen is a weapon. It's legitimate.
Yeah, it is. And you know, it doesn't matter who you go to down there. They've all raised their game and everything. And I don't know. I think, and adding Robertson.
Yeah.
It made everything a lot easier also. Even though they were doing great. To add another arm like that was unbelievable.
Yeah, because now all of a sudden you got all kind of flexibility. Right?
Like, yeah, we do.
You know, like if you need Sir Anthony to go, you know, maybe two innings or, you know, get four outs, or you need this guy. I mean, you can mix and match. You got all that flexibility for Robbie. I mean, that makes a manager's job so much easier because you don't feel stressed about it.
Yeah, you know, and Rob's done a great job with the bullpen. I think that was the biggest thing that stands out in my mind, and the usage of the bullpen down there, and he's done a tremendous job. And of course, obviously, when you start hitting like we're hitting on all cylinders right now. It's a tough lineup, 1 through 9. And when teams come in here, I think, you know, usually there's 3 or 4 guys you're saying, okay, you can navigate, but there's nothing to navigate around this lineup. Everybody's dangerous. Everybody hits in key situations. And like I said, I think it's going to be a fun ride in the next 2 months, and we just got to stay focused and beat the teams we're supposed to. And as you well know, Ant, you've been covering baseball a long time. When you get in the playoffs, everything's different.
Yes.
And we have Arsenal at the top of that rotation. When you start naming Nola and Wheeler, if I'm another team, I don't want to face those two guys. I'm not saying they can't be beat, but those are two good pitchers where if you get two or three runs, you got a good chance of winning 3-2 or 2-1.
And we just talk about the bullpen. I mean, Kansas City gets to the World Series with a bullpen like that, right? Like, how go through it the last 20 years and teams with big bullpens like that, Milwaukee, Tampa, you mean that's another thing. So you add the bullpen to a top flight, you know, those two starters and the horses up top.
Right.
I mean, you're dangerous. And you know better than anybody, Bo. Like, listen, the Padres and the Dodgers, I mean, they're impressive in lineups, the whole thing.
Are.
But guess what? You know, in 2008, it wasn't the Yankees that got to the World Series. It was Tampa Bay, right?
Exactly. And you don't win games on paper.
No.
You don't win games on paper.
And you never know who's hot, who's hitting, who's slumping. And that's why the playoffs are completely different animal.
I agree. And like I said, you've covered it a lot. You know, you might face a team that's really played lights out, and then you play them in the playoffs, and all of a sudden you got two or three guys in their lineup that aren't hitting.
Yeah.
That can happen to us. Yeah. It can happen to anybody. So that's why pitching to me is and defense is really important when you start getting down to the nitty gritty and you start playing these playoff games. You very seldom see playoff games 9-8 or 8-7. They're always 3-2, 2-1, 4-3. They're close games. It's teams that don't give the other team outs. And we've done a very good job in that. Bobby Dickerson's done a great job with our infielders, and Paco has done a great job with the outfielders. So our defense, I'm not saying they got great range, but they're catching everything they're supposed to catch, and that's what you want to do.
What do you think the importance of the young players? And one of the things I love what Robbie Thompson's done is Stott, Bohm. I mean, those guys now have been playing regularly, and the infusion of youth, and you've seen it through all those years. You know, when you get some young players, it gives you good energy, and those kids get confidence. I'm watching the way Bohm is feeling, right? Forget about hitting. Like, he's feeling the ball real well. And you look at what Stott over the week that he's had. That's an important component.
Well, you get that blend of veterans and young kids, the energy they bring. You know, sometimes a veteran comes in and he says, I'm tired, or, God, I played 10 games in a row. And he looks up and he sees, like you said, Stott, or even a guy like Maton yesterday comes in. They just energize everybody around you. And so those guys that feel a little down, they're looking around and say, hey, I got to pick it up here. This is important. I'm not saying they don't do that, but when you get young kids, they're like that ever-ready battery, man. They got a lot of energy all day, all night. So when you get that right blend and that right mix, which Dave Dombrowski has done a tremendous job in doing that with the roster, there's no telling how far we can go in this thing.
Hey, is there any way Derek Hall winds up hitting lefties? My God.
I tell you what, this guy, I watched him for the last 2 years in the minor leagues. And, you know, when Tomey was here, Ryan Howard got blocked.
Yeah.
And, you know, Haas has been here, and Hall's been blocked, sort of. And now he's starting to show people what he's all about. But if he ever, I'm not saying he can't hit him, but if he gets where he feels comfortable, he can do big-time damage. He's a great kid that's worked hard. He's seen the roadblock in front of him, but he kept grinding and grinding and grinding, and he's done a tremendous job for us.
I love when there's a right-hander up. I'm like,
he's scary when he gets in that box.
Oh, my God. And the first one yesterday goes oppo, right? And then the second one was a spaceship shot. My Lord.
And you know what? The one that went oppo, it looked like it was a fly ball to left, and it just kept going. You know, he gets that backspin on the ball. And when those big guys backspin it, for some reason, when he gets up in the air, it just keeps going.
My Lord. What was the weekend like with the guys? I mean,
you know what, Anthony? It was tremendous. You know, and I know, you know, I don't condone what happened with Pete.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of people that said he shouldn't be here. Now, this basically was a celebration for that 80 team.
Yeah.
Like I said, I don't condone one thing that he did
back
then. And he got really a really good hand. He was happy to be here. All he did was talk baseball. We went down, took a picture, and all the Phillies that are on the roster now came out for autographs and everything. So, and I'm going to keep saying it. I don't condone what happened, but the whole weekend it was tremendous. I seen guys that I haven't seen before, and they were really excited to be here. And the fact that the Phillies are playing the way they are right now even made it more special.
Yeah, Debbie does such a great job with the alumni. And the one thing I always loved that the Phillies organization, knows how to really throw a party, right? Especially for its past and pay tribute. Because I, like, listen, I was welling up sometimes, man. I like seeing you guys, and I was sad about Bake and, you know, the whole thing. And, you know, that team was such a special, special team. Because you remember, this town hadn't won anything. It was a town of losers, you know?
First ever championship, and that means something. And you know, John Middleton, everything is first class. I mean, to put the icing on the cake last night, he had a party at his house, and you should have seen the guys that have never been there, and his den where he's got all the memorabilia. I mean, it was eye-opening for guys that have never seen that. John is a super, not only a great owner, but he's a great fan. He was talking about where he was sitting in 80 watching that World Series. And I don't know, it's unbelievable the kind of party he put on. But like you said, Debbie Nacido does a tremendous job. But John Middleton, people don't realize what kind of owner he is. And he's all in. I know that. He's all in.
He loves. What I've always loved about him is he loves the team like we love the team. Right, like that's what you care about. That's what an owner. You get an owner that loves. That's a fan, like legit, not just a business guy, but he actually loves the team. That's what you want.
That's exactly what you want. And even though he's a fan, he's very knowledgeable about the game, and he understands where we had to go to get where we are right now. And he went over the luxury tax. He felt, hey, you know what? It's time.
Yeah.
He thought we had the right ingredients, and so he said, "Let's go." And he's all in, believe me.
Real quick, we're talking to the great Larry Boa on the Comcast Business Hotline. And just to celebrate that team, I just got to get a couple of, I just want to, in my mind's eye, kind of remember. So the greatest is like when in 79, it was like the down, that was the Pirates year. And in 80 was went all right, like, you know, people started getting frustrated, right? Because it was 76, 77, 78.
Yep.
Was playoffs. Pete comes 79. And in 80, it was like, all right. And that's when Dallas takes over. And it's a sim. I was missing him last night.
And, yeah, I missed him too.
You know? And then the ride. When did you realize that, all right, we're finally, like, we're coming together? Like, this thing's going to be special.
Well, we basically had a meeting, like, in 80 with Rooley Carpenter, who was a tremendous owner. And he said, guys, he got close to a lot of us, and he said, guys, I don't want to do this, but if we don't get to the World Series this year, I'm going to have to break this team up, and I don't want to do that. So it was basically in spring training. And as you said, then we went through some ups and downs, and then Dallas took over, and it seems like we took off, obviously, with Pete in the lineup also.
Yeah.
But I felt in spring training there was a sense of urgency that said, hey, guys, you know what? We've come a long way together. We played in the minor leagues together. It's time. And, you know, like I said, we went through some rough spots. But we held it, and I really believe a couple calls, a couple plays, and again, this baseball, I thought we could have gone farther in a couple of those series, but we also played.
Yeah, the Dodgers won. I mean, Black Friday. Yeah.
To this day, Davey Lopes is out at first base.
He was.
What anybody says.
Yes.
And but, you know, little plays like that happen, and you know, and it's not an excuse. We got beat, but, you know, you start saying, God, what do we have to do? What do we have to do? And then the thing that really put the icing on the cake, when we went to well, you know, we had to beat Montreal 2 out of 3 in Montreal. And Schmitty got the huge home run.
Yep.
When we beat Houston, every game was extra innings but the first, and then beating Nolan Ryan, or not beating him, but he had that lead in the 7th, and we came back. I said, you know what? This is our
Matty Trio. I mean, that series was one of the greatest series in the history of the game.
It was. And the noise in that Astrodome was we were talking about that. You couldn't hear. And then to have Dick Ruthven come in, who's a starting pitcher, and close the door and get the win for us. And then we had to open up the series with Bob Walk. And, you know, but if you really want to know when I thought, when the ball bounced off Booney's glove and Pete was there, I went, there's no way we're losing this thing now. I don't care who's up. I don't care who's pitching. We're not losing this thing.
That was one of the most amazing things. Like, how the hell was he there? Like, what?
Only him. You know, he's a guy that he always expects the unexpected. And, you know, Booney made a good point. You know, we were talking, we were going back and forth. Booney ran a long way for that.
Yeah.
And Pete said, if I was holding the runner on, I should catch that. He said, well, I was playing behind the runner. We were double, first and second. And he says, I was playing deep. So both of them had to run a long way. But the fact that, you know, once the guy calls it, you sort of, I'm not saying you relax, but you say, okay, he's got it. But his reaction when it went off his glove was unbelievable to catch that ball. I mean, that was something. I keep looking at that and I go, unbelievable.
I mean, that was that was the ultimate. But you know what was great about that team, though, was you guys were so great up the middle. I mean, you want to talk about defense between you and Trio and Gary Lee in center, Booney behind the plate.
Yeah.
My God.
You know what, Ant? No matter what analytics are today, if you're not strong up the middle, I don't care what they're doing, you have to be strong up the middle. And we, you know, as you well know, we could beat you 2-1, we could beat you 8-7. We had speed to steal bases. Of course, we had the big power in the middle with Bull and Schmitty. You know, we had all elements. We could go either way, but you have to be strong up the middle. And I think our team right now,
yes,
especially with the addition of the trades we made, I think we're very strong up the middle.
And Marsh can run. Marsh is a good fielder.
Yes, he is.
How much did you and Manny, I mean, as a double play combination, I mean, it was almost like, you know, you talk about dance partners that have been done it such a long time. I mean, you guys had such a feel for one another. It was so cool. Like, just...
It was fun, man. It was fun playing with him, and I was very fortunate to play with some good second baseman. Even when I first came up, Denny Doyle, I had Ted Sizemore, I had Dave Cash.
Yeah.
I mean, I had second basemen that I look back on, I go, what a lucky guy I was. And, you know, I just feel that Manny Trio was another piece of the puzzle that the Phillies put out there, you know, to go along with Bake McBride. And, of course, we picked up Maddox. But those pieces, when you have your core group, but then you build around,
yeah,
you have a good chance of winning. And, we, you know, that was important for us to have that core group go through a lot of adversity, which we did early in our careers. And then to see everything come together is something that you remember as long as you live.
Bake was clutch, too, man. He got some clutch hits, man.
And he hit the ball hard, man. He had that short bat. He was an outstanding outfielder. He could run the bases. He, and then the back end of the bullpen, Ron Reed and Brewster said, Doug, I mean, we had all the ingredients there, and we finally got to get over the hump.
And the Del Unser off the it's right. Greg always got hits. Dernier later on
Lonnie Smith.
Wow.
Moreland, all those guys, they all contributed. It wasn't just, we got Schmitty and Carlton, which they're the Hall of Famers.
Yeah.
We also had other parts on that team that contributed, which it made it a whole team, and that was important.
It was. It was magical. It was beautiful. It was just such a beautiful weekend. And it shows you. You know what excites me, Bo, is that you remembered, like, during that era, like, baseball and football were 1-1. I mean, it was both were king. And, you know, it feels good now that the Phillies are excited. People are excited now, Bo.
Yep, there's no question. I mean, you know, usually by August, you know, and I think the Eagles are going to do great.
Yeah.
But to have us continue being in the conversation now, I'm thinking maybe, hey, let's go back to 80 where every single team got to the
final. Oh, it's my dream.
I mean, that's hard to do in one city. And everybody, even though we were the only one to win,
they
were all there in the finals. And if we can do that again, this city would go crazy, because I really believe the Eagles are outstanding. I think the Sixers are headed in the right direction, and I think our ball club right now. And hockey, I know they've been a ways off, and this new coach, hopefully they can get things going on their end. But that would be a great feeling for the city of Philly.
You know, here's a guy started something called 4 for 4, and it was because of that. Like that moment that you mentioned, I'm a kid, and I was, like, out of my mind with all four teams. You were so excited. You're such a great sportsman, because you still follow all the teams.
You do.
You're a great sports guy.
There's no time to breathe. When all four of them are in it, you go from baseball to football to basketball to hockey.
Yeah.
And, you know, you might have 2 or 3 days where you get to breathe a little bit, but it's better than having 3 months where you go, okay, I got to wait for the Eagles.
Exactly.
So this is good for the city. It's good for our team, the Phillies, and the fans. I know they love it. You know, these fans are unbelievable. Right, let's face it. People could talk about New York and Boston. This fan base, when you do good and you play hard, you got no problems here. You know, it's when you slack off, don't want to run, don't hustle, you're going to have problems.
Yeah. A.J. Brown last night, the Eagles had the open practice.
I saw
it. And A.J. Brown's like, what? Like, what? he's coming from Tennessee. There's 12 people at practice, right? He sees 30,000. He's like, oh, my God, I love you guys.
I know. It was exciting. I got to see some of the clips on it. It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
So hopefully we can keep these two teams on the same page right now. And once we do our business, we can root for the Eagles to do their business.
I'm with you, brother. You're the best, man. I love you, man. You're one of the greats of this city, man. You are.
Well, I appreciate that, Ant. And that's the reason my first year was in 70. I'm from California, but I've never gone back. I go back to visit relatives and that. But, you know, this is home for me. And I just love the fan base. I love the intensity of the fan base. I love the when you're not going good, they're going to let you know. And when you're doing good, they're going to let you know. So that's what it's all about.
You're the best, man. Well, at some point, when you got time, I want you to come in studio and hang for like an hour.
I'd love to do that. I'd love to do that.
All right.
Anytime.
I love you, man. Thanks, brother.
All right, Ant.
See you, buddy. Care. Here he is, bye. The great Larry Boa on the Comcast Business Hotline.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.